بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. The theme for the present talk is principles of dawa work. Dawa literally means to call, to invite, to convey a message. Now, what is the subject of dawa? In the Quranic word, it is An-Naba'ul Azeem. In chapter 78, you read, أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. So, النَّبَأُ الْعَظِيمِ is the subject of Dawa. That is the great news. This great news is about doomsday, about the day of judgment, about the world hereafter, about the creation plan of God. So this is the greatest news. So dawa work means to convey a divine message. This great news is a divine message. So dawa work is a divine message. Da'i stands as a witness of God. Da'i stands before mankind as a witness of God. So it is a very, very serious job. It requires all your mind, all your energy. It requires your whole personality. It is a lifetime job. Some people say that the work up to the Itmam-e-Hujjat. No, it is not correct to say that up to the Itmam-e-Hujjat. There is a verse in the Quran, God Almighty says, addressing to the Prophet, فَاسْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. Wait, it means wait with patience for the judgment of God. In this verse you can say that it is upon God to declare that the work has reached to its final stage, that is Itmam-e-Hujjat. Itmam-e-Hujjat means final stage of a dawa. So who knows? Who can declare? Only God. فَاسْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. Wait with patience for the judgment of God. And don't follow the path of Yunus, that is Jonah, who was swallowed by a great fish. So, according to my study, dawa work for a prophet is up to the judgment of God, and for us it is a lifetime job, because we are not a prophet. We cannot receive any message from God that now the dawa work has reached its final stage. only prophet can receive such message from God. So we have to work for dawa without stoppage. We have no right to stop. It is lifetime job for us, for believers. In this verse refers to Yunus. What happened with Prophet Yunus? Prophet Yunus was sent to Nineveh. His time was 800 years BC, before Christianity. 800 years before Christianity. So he was sent to Nineveh. Nineveh was a great city in present Iraq, at the bank of Tigris, that is Dajla. So he was sent, Prophet Yunus was sent to this. Then what happened? He started dawa work. Then after some time, he felt that they are not going to accept his message. So he became, in the Quranic word, Mu'azaban, that is angry. And he returned from Nineveh. He left Nineveh. Then what happened? According to the Quranic account and also biblical account, he was swallowed by a great fish. Faltaqabahu al-hut. He was traveling by boat in Dajla. So there was a storm. I'm not going to the details, but it happened that a great fish swallowed him, and he compelled to live in the stomach of a fish up to several days. Perhaps this great fish was whale or shark. So after some days, he repented. Then he was accepted again by God, and he returned to Nineveh, and the whole nation accepted his message. So by this event, by this story, there is a great lesson for every Dai, that dawa work is a duty of every believer. It is obligatory for every believer. Otherwise, some great fish will swallow you. Fish means some problems, unbearable problems. You will be rejected by God. If the believers or community of believers abandon dawa work, they will be rejected by God. And if they are rejected by God, who is taking care of? So Muslims, the duty of Muslims is not only to perform namaz, perform salat, perform hajj. More than that, it is also obligatory for every Muslim, just like namaz, just like hajj, to do dawa work. Otherwise, they will not be accepted by God. So Prophet Yunus, so in Prophet Yunus there is a great, great lesson that if we abandon dawa work, some fish will swallow us. That is unsolvable problems. We will be rejected by God. So dawa work is a divine work, and also it is a great, great duty of every Muslim. Every Muslim, the whole Muslim community, it is duty of the whole Muslim community. So the subject of dawa is an-nabawul azim, that is great news. To convey this great news means the creation plan of God, doomsday, day of judgment, accountability, hell and heaven, all these things are an-nabawul azim. Then dawa work is the great work. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جَهَادٍ كَبِيرًا. Do great jihad with the help of the Quran. So dawa work is a great jihad, a great task. And dawa work means to stand as a witness of God before humanity. This is the importance of dawa. There is a hadith, antum shuhada'u lillahi fil ard. Antum shuhada'u lillahi fil ard. Prophet of Islam said, addressing to Muslims, that antum shuhada'u lillahi fil ard. In another hadith, he said, al-muslimun shuhada'u lillahi fil ard. Al-Muslimun shuhada'ullahi fil ard. Muslims are witness of God on the earth. Muslims are witness of God before the humanity. It is Muslims' duty to convey the divine message to all mankind. Then there is a verse in the Quran, لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. It means that Prophet was witness upon you and you are witness upon mankind. It means that the divine message was received by God. The divine message, God revealed his message to the Prophet. So Prophet received the divine message directly from God through angels. Then Prophet conveyed this message to his followers. Now it is followers' duty to convey this message to all mankind, generation after generation, in every time, in every age. This is the dawa work. Then there is a verse in the Quran, Inni lakum nasihun amin. Prophet says that I am well-wisher. I am your well-wisher. I am your well-wisher. It means that dawa work is a work of well-wishing. The spirit of dawa is well-wishing. Dai is well-wisher of his people. So he want to convey this message for the sake of well-wishing. No interest involved in the Quran. لا اسألکم علیہ من اجر, لا اسألکم علیہ من اجر, آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ اینی ویجز فرام یو آن دس ورک. سو بائی ٹیکنگ دیز ورسز آف دا قرآن یو کین انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ دعوی ورک از اے ویری اسپیشل کائنڈ آف ورک. No material interest is involved in this work. No political interest is involved in this work. No personal interest is involved in this work. It is completely a work of compassion, work of well-wishing. There is no other incentive, no other motivation. The only incentive is that this is divine message, so everyone must know this message, everyone must know what is the creation plan of God, everyone must know what is the divine law, what is before death and what is after death, what is hell and what is paradise. So all these things are everybody's interest. So Dai is a well-wisher of humanity, unilaterally. وَلَتَسْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا عَذَيْتُمُونَ. So Dai is one who keeps patience unilaterally. So Da work is based on unilateral ethics. Dai has no right to become angry. They have no right to become intolerant. Dai has to adopt unilateral ethics. So, Dawa ethics is based on unilateralism rather than bilateralism. Dawa ethics is based on the principle of unilateralism. Dai keeps the moral values unilaterally. He tries to maintain normalcy between Dai and Madhu on a unilateral basis. Because without normal situation, there is no Dawa work. So Dai takes the responsibility unilaterally to maintain the normalcy between Dai and Madhu. So for the sake of this purpose, for the sake of this normal relationship, he always keeps tolerance, peace, positive thinking. So this is the Dawa ethics. Dawa has its own ethics, and Dawa ethics is based on unilateral basis. Dai has no right to become angry, to become intolerant, no right at all. Then Dai has no right to indulge in material interest, to indulge in political interest, because all these kind of activities will disturb the normal relationship. All kind of material activities, all kind of political controversy will disturb the normal relationship between Dai and Madhu. So Dai always keeps sabr. Sabr is the most important tool for a Dai. There are a number of verses in the Quran that enjoin us to keep patience unilaterally. Otherwise, there is no dawa work. Dawa work requires peaceful situation in the environment between Dahi and Madhu. Without peace, there is no dawa work. Dahi has two duties or double duties. That is, first, to convey the message of God to all mankind. This is the first duty. To convey the message of God. First is to convey the message of God in its purest form, without any alteration, without any amalgamation, in its pure form. So it is the first duty of a Dai to convey the message of God in its purest form to all mankind. This is his first duty. Then, the second duty is to try to maintain normalcy between Dahi and Madhu, between himself and those people who are his addressee. So these are two duties of a Dai. Both are equally important. One, to convey the message of God in its purest form to all mankind, without any politics, without any material interest, without any worldly controversy. And the second duty is that to try to maintain the normalcy between Dahi and Madhu. Then the target of dawa work, it is very important to know, the target of dawa work is not to establish your pride. The target of dawa work is not to gain some political interest. The target of dawa work is not to achieve some material benefit. All these things are quite contrary to dawa work. Dawa work is purely a divine work. Dahi has no right to alter anything. Dahi has no right to amalgamate. Dahi has no right to change, to bring about any change in it. The most important aspect of dawa work is that we want to convey, we want to make people know the creation plan of God. We want to awaken people's mind. We want to make people aware of the creation plan of God. You know, people are living in as a like animal, earning animal. All the people, or the majority of the people, are living like an animal, like an earning animal. They have only two formula: earn money and enjoy life. That's all. People have only two formula of life: earn money and enjoy life. And both are worthless, because you cannot save yourself from death. So what is the use of this kind of of achievement. It is not achievement, it is not success. If you accumulate a mountain of money and then die by tomorrow, then what is the use of this golden mountain? If you build a golden mountain for you, if you build a golden house for you, if you build a golden car for you, even if you build a golden world for you, but when you are going to die by tomorrow, then what is the use of this kind of achievement? It is worthless. So people are unaware of the fact. They don't know why God created these men and women, why God created this planet Earth, why God created this universe. They are quite unaware, just like animal. No animal knows anything about the creation plan of God, because they have very little mind. Yesterday I was reading an article by a professor of Manchester University. In this article he says that time conscious is a very unique quality of a man. Man is time conscious. It is a very rare quality of a man. It is man who has this concept. It is man who knows past, it is man who knows present, it is a man who knows future. This kind of vocabulary is not in the mind of animals. So it is man who knows that I am living in past, now I am living in present, then I am going to the future. And my life is a stream, a flowing river. My life is a river that is flowing in time. It is special to man. Only man knows that my life is like a flowing water from past to present and from present to future. So what is this future? What is this present? So this is a clear sign that man has a future. All the animals have only present. Animals have no consciousness about the future. Animals are living in future. All the animals are living in present and dying in present. All the animals are living in present and dying in present. But man knows that I have a present, at the same time I have a future. So man's planning is future-oriented planning. Man always tries to plan on the basis of future. Man's planning is future-oriented planning. And what is this future? It is a clear sign that future means post-death period. Our pre-death period is our present. پری ڈیتھ پیریڈ از آور پریزنٹ اینڈ پوسٹ ڈیتھ پیریڈ از آور فیوچر. سو دائی اٹ از دائی اٹ از ڈیوٹی آف دائی ٹو گیو دا میسج ٹو میک پیپل نو دیٹ فیوچر مینس واٹ ہیئر آفٹر. You have to prepare yourself for that world. It is very, very important. Everyone is a time conscious. Every person is a time conscious person. So time conscious person is already potentially he is prepared to understand about the world hereafter, because he thinks in term of future. It is man who is able to think in term of future. No animal, no mountain, no ocean can think in term of future. So this consciousness is given by God only to understand the message of die. When we try to give our message, so our madhu is prepared to understand this message. Potentially he was created to understand this message. Die is one who want to tell people about the creation plan of God, about hell and paradise, about the world hereafter. So this is the message of a dai. Then the madhu was created by God with this potential. God has given every man a time conscious mind. If you try to convey a message to animal, he cannot understand anything, because although animal has ears, although animals has a mind, but animal has no consciousness of time. No animal is time conscious. The concept of time is not in animal's mind. It is only in human mind. So our madhu is human being. Man is our madhu. And man was created with this potential to understand the importance of our message. So it is good news for you. It is a good news for us. When I read that article that was written by a scholar after a long survey, that man is the only creature in this world who is blessed with the consciousness of time. It is only man who is time conscious. So when I read this article, I was thrilled. Because I found a great news in this research. Everyone is a potential Muslim, because we want to convey the message of Akhirah, message of hereafter, and everyone is everyone has this potential to understand this kind of message. So it is a good news for Dai. So the principles of Dawa work is based on these basically on two points, that you have to stick with the pure message revealed by God, and at the same time you have to keep patience. Patience is needed to maintain normalcy. Without normal relationship between Dai and Madhu, you cannot do the work successfully. Successful dawa work needs normalcy, needs peace. So it is duty of dai that to try to maintain normalcy at any cost. It is a duty of dai to try to maintain peace and normalcy at any cost, because without peace and without normalcy there is no dawa work. So it is duty of dai, it is not duty of madhu, it is not madhu's concern. It is the concern of dai. It is a great concern of dai to maintain normalcy. Dai cannot afford this luxury to wait that other people will establish normalcy, will establish peace. No. Dai cannot afford this kind of luxury. Dai must take this responsibility on his own, that I will do it. This is the formula of Dai. I will do it. I will maintain normalcy. I will maintain peace. It is my duty. So this is the Dai spirit. I will do it. This reflect the formula of I will do it. Reflects the spirit of Dai. I will do it is a principle in material progress. This principle was used in America for their material development. They inculcated this spirit to every citizen, that I will do it. They inculcated this spirit of duty in every citizen. But that was for material purposes, for the sake of material progress. Dai must adopt this formula for the sake of God, for the sake of Dawa, that I will do it. I will maintain peace. I will maintain normalcy. I will keep patience unilaterally. So I will do with the best spirit of Dai. One has rightly said, a missionary has rightly said, that God makes commerce his missionary. God makes commerce his missionary. It means that commercial ethics is also the ethics of a missionary. He said that God makes commerce his missionary. So commercial ethics is also useful for a dai. Now what is commercial? That is, you know, every trader, every businessman says that customer is always right. They always adopt customer friendly behavior. It is their culture. Culture of business people is customer friendly behavior. So is the case of Dai. Dai must adopt Madhu friendly behavior. Dai must follow Madhu friendly behavior. This is what he said, God makes commerce his missionary. So the culture of Dai is Madhu friendly culture. Madhu friendly culture. I will add unilaterally. Unilaterally. This kind of culture cannot be established on bilateral basis. So, Dawa culture is based on unilateralism and not on bilateralism. So, all these things are very important. Dai must know that Dawa work is purely a non-material work. No material interest is involved. No commercial interest is involved. Dawa work is purely a divine work. Then Dai must adopt Madhu friendly behavior. That is unilateral ethics. Dai must keep patience. Varadas varannala maadetumuna. Patience at any cost. It means that patience at any cost. No reaction, no complaint, no protest. All these things are contrary to Dawa culture. All kind of negative reaction, all kind of impatience, all kind of tolerance, all kind of quarrel, all kind of fighting, all these kind of reaction are quite contrary to Dawa work. So Dai must adopt friendly behavior to all human being, to all men and women. Then Dai must be aware, Dai must learn all those disciplines that is required in Dawa work. Without great learning, you cannot do Dawa work successfully. I think that two things are very important. One is learning, and the second is patience. Learning and patience. Learning makes you a successful Dai. You can express your idea with reason. You can express your ideas with logic and reason in a forceful manner. Then patience and compassion you cannot be a good Dai. There was a prophet. So his people turned hostile and they beat him with a stone. So there was bleeding on his face. But what he said, no reaction, no complaint, no protest. He said as a prayer, Rabbi ighfirli fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh God, forgive my people. Oh God, forgive my people. They don't know. They are unaware. They are ignorant. So this is the heart of Thy. He is the spirit of Thy. He always tried to maintain his normalcy, his peace of mind, at any cost. Because he knows that without normalcy, there is no dawah work. Muslims must know that their duty, their religious duty, is not only to perform namaz, but also it is must for them to perform dawah work. Dawah is their essential duty, just like namaz, just like salat, just like other worship. It is a compulsory to every Muslim to do dawah work. And all those fighting in the name of land, in the name of politics, in the name of material interest, are unlawful. It is quite against the dawah culture. We are not allowed to indulge in any issues that may create abnormalcy between us and other people. We have to keep patience. We are not allowed to go to political fighting. We are not allowed to go to material fighting. We have to do the work without any kind of quarrel, any kind of fighting. The work is completely a peaceful work. It is our duty to establish peace and normalcy so that to perform the work. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum ajma'in.